United States. Natural disasters. The condors cry. California has been roiled by COVID-19, drought, heat waves, and now two of the biggest fires on record.
The webcam above her nest shows Iniko, a four-month-old California condor, high in the trees of the Ventana Wilderness Area, looking out as flames advance towards her. She is part of a 20-year breeding program to reintroduce the giant birds, which were extinct in the wild, to California's central coast. She is alone. Her parents have fled the danger and cannot yet fly. At 10:40 p.m. on August the 20th, the webcam shows a flash of wing feathers. Then the live stream goes dark as the flames, presumably, engulf the nest. Had the fire been in a previous year, Iniko would probably have been old enough to fly. The worst of the fire season takes place in September or October, but the season of 2020 has started early and with astonishing force. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, that's CAL FIRE, said there had been over 700 wildfires between August the 15th and 26th, burning 1.3 million acres. That's 500,000 hectares. That is two-thirds as much in just 12 days as burned as in the whole of 2018. The worst year to date, and the season has not yet reached its peak. The two biggest conflagrations, one east of San Jose, the other north of San Francisco, are the state's second and third largest on record. Gavin Newsom, the governor, was not exaggerating when he said, "We simply haven't seen anything like this in many, many years." Some previous fires have been man-made. One started when a car tire blew and the wheel's metal rim scraped the pavement. This year's fires are the latest and starkest example of a different man-made influence: climate change.